Republican Congressman Chris Gibson and Democratic Congressman Sean Patrick Maloney have discussed regional and other issues many times together in the House of Representatives. Yet Monday's Across the Aisle event at the Poughkeepsie Grand Hotel in Maloney's district, but near the portion of Dutchess represented by Gibson, was the first time they sat side by side in the Hudson Valley and demonstrated their reaching across the aisle on a number of issues. Here's Maloney.
We work in an imperfect business, and if you want perfection, you should look to the pulpit. And if you demand perfection, you should be a protester and get a sign. If you want to be productive, you get in politics and you work. And that means taking criticism and working on imperfect solutions.
Gibson, whose 19th congressional district stretches across 11 counties, says solutions, whether imperfect or subject to criticism, are the goals.
It really defines the kind of work that we do in Washington, which is very pragmatic. We're trying to understand the series of problems that are before us, take a look at the options that address those problems, and then to bring forward solutions.
Newburgh-based nonprofit planning and policy organization Pattern for Progress hosted the event. Pattern President and CEO Jonathan Drapkin introduced the speakers.
To be clear, this is not a debate, and it is not intended in any way to be partisan.
Quite the contrary. There were no accusations, no criticisms of the other, just a focus on agreed-upon initiatives and plans for the Hudson Valley. They spoke about agriculture and the Farm Bill now before the House, for which both have expressed differing views from many in their respective parties when it comes to the food stamp portion of the bill. The Hudson Valley economy came up in the form of the IBM cuts announced last week across the country, including some 700 combined in Poughkeepsie and East Fishkill, with more in Westchester. Here's Gibson.
I'm saddened and disappointed by the announcements, and I certainly don't mean this to be a pejorative comment, but I do mean it to be a realistic one in the way I communicate with you, and that we just, candidly, we can't count on multinational corporations in terms of our growth going forward. Where our interests align, well, that's a wonderful thing.
Later in his remarks about making New York more business-friendly, he reiterated that one should not count on multinationals for job creation, that the focus should be elsewhere.
You know, what we ought to be doing is doing everything we can to be symbiotic with multinationals to the extent that it's in our interests, but then looking for ways to have our small and medium-sized companies flourish.
And Maloney, whose 18th district includes all of Orange and Putnam counties, as well as parts of Dutchess and Westchester, said his office was working to help those laid off by IBM. He also talked about economic development.
Poughkeepsie and Newburgh have got to be part of the solution. We cannot build an economy where every place is doing well and you still have boarded up buildings up and down Main Street in Newburgh and Poughkeepsie, and you still have all this unused housing and you still have a problem with crime. We aren't going to get the Hudson Valley right till we get our small cities right too, and that means integrating the economic development between the suburbs and the small cities.
An audience member asked Gibson what he considers good leadership qualities, and of these, which is the most important? Replied Gibson,
I think more than anything else, integrity.
Gibson is co-chair of No Labels, a bipartisan group of 80 congressional members evenly split among Republicans and Democrats. Maloney is also a member.
Like getting in shape, politics is doing what you can until you can do what you want. And that is the key, is you've got to focus on things that can get done, because I think the alternative means you're just one more talking head on TV. You're just one more loud person clanging around.
Could there be another meeting like this in the Hudson Valley? Both congressmen agreed on that, too. Yes. Reporting from WAMC's Hudson Valley Bureau at the State University of New York at New Paltz, I'm Allison Dunn.